In this bulletin, Victorian authorities map the state's road out of lockdown, Christian Porter resigns from federal cabinet over a potential breach of ministerial standards, and in sport, the AFL's Brownlow medal to be awarded tonight at a ceremony in Perth. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Melbourne's lockdown will end once 70% of over 16s are fully vaccinated, under Victoria's roadmap out of restrictions. Students will start returning to the classroom from the 5th of October in a staggered reopening of schools. Metropolitan Melbourne and regional Victoria will come under the same restrictions, with masks only required inside once the state hits the 80% double dose milestone in November, with the aim of up to 30 guests being allowed in homes by Christmas. Premier Daniel Andrews says the roadmap is about being able to live with COVID-19 while there's an inevitable surge in cases.
We cannot perennially suppress or permanently suppress this virus. Lockdowns have been about buying time to get to 70 and 80% vaccinated. We are fast approaching those milestones. At that point, we have got to open the place up, because remaining closed forever has its own cost, in every sense of that word. So this is a very difficult balancing act.
Meanwhile, Greater Geelong, the Surf Coast and Mitchell Shire will enter a seven-day lockdown from midnight, after concern from authorities about rising cases there. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced restrictions will ease in Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern from tomorrow to align with the rest of the city. It comes as New South Wales records 1,083 new community cases of COVID-19 and 13 more deaths. It's the highest daily increase in fatalities reported in the state since the start of the pandemic, and includes an unvaccinated man from Western Sydney who was diagnosed with COVID-19 after his death. Ms. Berejiklian says while she acknowledges there's concern from some medical organisations that fewer restrictions could lead to a surge in cases, she believes the government struck the right balance.
This is the tension. There'll always be people that think you're not strict enough. There'll always be people who think you're too strict. We're not displeased with where we are, but we know it's precarious. We know that you can suddenly have those cases go back up if too many people do the wrong thing. And that's why our plan to reopen is a very cautious one, and that's why we say to everybody, please don't be complacent. Don't think it can't affect you or your family.
Christian Porter has resigned from federal cabinet over a potential breach of ministerial standards. Mr. Porter revealed in a declaration to Parliament earlier this week that he used a blind trust to pay part of his legal fees in his defamation case against the ABC. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Mr. Porter offered his resignation after being unable to rule out a perceived conflict of interest. Angus Taylor will serve as Acting Science, Technology and Industry Minister in Mr. Porter's place. The federal opposition says there needs to be more transparency over the government's decision to scrap a $90 billion submarine contract with France. France recalled its ambassadors to Canberra and Washington after Australia pulled out of the deal with Naval Group in favour of a pact with the United States and Britain to build a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines. French authorities claim they first found out about the plan through the media, which the Australian government denies. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says a lot of questions around the deal and its fallout are yet to be answered.
We've put some of those questions on the table, and I think the government, Mr. Morrison, needs to move beyond the announcement and actually do the whole job here. And the whole job here means giving workers certainty. The whole job meant making sure you prepared our partner in France. And the whole job means making sure we understand really clearly what the strategic implications are.
To sport, and the AFL's highest individual honour, the Brownlow Medal, will be awarded tonight in a ceremony at Perth Stadium. Among the leading contenders are Port Adelaide's Ollie Wines, Demons midfielder Clayton Oliver, Bulldogs star Marcus Bontempelli, and St Kilda co-captain Jack Steele. Victorian and New South Wales players will appear at the event virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions, while those based in Queensland will be beamed in live from a ceremony at the Gabba. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth and 23 degrees. Showers and 14 in Adelaide and Melbourne. Showers becoming windy in Hobart and 13 degrees. Showers in Canberra and 16. Mostly sunny in Wollongong and 25. Sunny in Sydney and 27 degrees. Much the same in Newcastle and 28. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, also 28 degrees. Similar conditions in Cairns and 29. And sunny in Darwin and 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.